Melanoma is a dangerous form of skin cancer, claiming 10,000 lives every year in the United States. Research now underway at Michigan State University has focused on a potential new drug that could reduce the spread of melanoma cells by up to 90%. The earlier melanoma is treated, the better. It's as simple as that.
If it's less than a millimeter thick, it's probably 99% cure. But the problem comes when it's not detected early and it's begun to spread into the skin or has spread beyond the original site.
Dr. Rick Neubig is chairman of pharmacology and toxicology in the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine. In his laboratory in MSU's Life Sciences building, he shows me the equipment being employed in the search for a way to reduce the spread of melanoma cells in the body.
We're in the high-throughput screening lab at MSU where we can test thousands of chemicals in very short periods of time. This is called a biomech robot, which allows us to pick up 384 compounds at one time and put it into an assay. And then we can do that over and over again so we can test thousands of compounds in a single day.
Melanoma runs in Dr. Neubig's family, so this research hits home for him. He says self-diagnosis is key to early detection in the form of monthly skin checks. He does that himself. If a marking has become dark or irregular, he explains, or thicker, larger, or has turned a shade of dark blue, you should see a dermatologist. Removal is the first line of defense, but if the melanoma has begun to spread, drugs could come into play. Dr. Neubig's research is designed to improve drug therapy for melanoma.
The original drug treatments were chemotherapeutic agents, which killed the cells. More recently, people have begun to understand the molecular pathways that drive melanoma. There are mutations in genes BRAF and NRAS, and people have found drugs that can block those pathways, and they're incredibly effective. The original study showed almost complete elimination of melanoma. Unfortunately, just in 2 or 3 months later, it came back. And that's part of what we're trying to address with our studies.
In a study using mice, Dr. Neubig reports hopeful results in the reduction of tumors. Human melanoma cells are injected into the tail vein of a mouse, and then the number of melanomas in the lung is counted.
So in the human context, what you would have would be a primary tumor in the skin. And one of the places that melanoma metastasizes to frequently is the lung. The brain is another place. And so by taking a patient who has the primary melanoma resected and then treating them with our compound in what would be called an adjuvant treatment, you could hopefully prevent the metastasis to lung or other places in the body. So we're really reducing the number of metastases is what our animal study showed.
According to Dr. Neubig, MSU is working to get what drug companies are looking for. That means human trials, or in his words, something that's been in people. While the MSU research was initially funded by the National Institutes of Health, that kind of research usually requires partnering with a private commercial entity. Getting something to the marketplace is at least a couple of years off, and there's a lot of competition to get there first. Scott Pohl, WKAR News.